The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today is Bord Bia's National Potato Day, so the humble potato is the star of the show. We've some everyday dishes and some potatoes posh. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out, is going to tell us about cooking posh potatoes.
I am, and I love spuds, Pat. I mean, I can literally eat them every day. So, and there's a lot of really pitfalls around potatoes, and you know, people kind of get a little bit hung up, I think, on the type of potato, and so some potatoes are better than others, but the rooster potato that they sell over here was kind of, they made that potato so it's an all-rounder. So if you're not sure, start with a rooster and you'll nearly always be okay.
Some people don't like a soapy potato, and yet for a potato salad you need something
exactly.
Like a soapy
potato. The waxy ones are definitely no good for boiling, right, or roasting, because there's too much sugar in them, right? And the problem is then when you try and roast them, they just stay waxy. So they're definitely for potatoes. But the first one I'm going to tell you about is gratin dauphinois. So it's that classic French garlic potato. I mean, you have to cook this dish when you're doing roast beef, I think. It's a perfect dish for roast beef. So you'd need a kilo of potatoes, 250 mils of cream, a clove or two of garlic, and then 80 grams of Gruyere or cheddar cheese. And very simply, you just bring the preheat your oven to 180 degrees, chop the garlic nice and fine, and put it into a little small pot with the garlic, bring it up to a simmer, and then just take it off. And then you need to peel your potatoes and slice them as thin as possible. If you have a mandolin, that's one of those little machines with the blade on it, use the guard. I've seen many a chef catch their hand on them. And slice them nice and thin. But when you slice them nice and thin, it definitely gives a little bit more consistency. After they're sliced, you put them into the pot with the cream. That just makes sure that they all get really well coated. Classically, the recipe takes a little bit of nutmeg, but not everybody's keen on that. So if you like nutmeg, just a little bit of nutmeg, grate it in. Then you just put it into an oven-proof dish. A wide dish, I think, is better for this. Use the back of a spoon and push them down so they're all nice and pressed and flat. And then a little bit of cheese on top. I like to start them with a piece of parchment paper for the first 15-20 minutes. And then they're going to be in the oven for about 40 minutes. And then only take them out when the knife freely pushes down into them. There's nothing worse than a gratin. It's like the undercooked, not good. That's that one, gratin dauphinois. Brilliant dish for, as I said, for a roast. The next one is the one that I think most families eat a couple of times a week, especially in Ireland, is mashed potato or creamy mashed potato. When a chef makes them, we lash in loads of butter and loads of cream. So you need a kilo of potatoes, peel them, cut them into equal-sized pieces, into some cold water, up to a gentle simmer, and then just simmer them away until they're, again, very tender. Strain them off, and then back into the pan. You've heard me saying this loads of times, back onto the heat. And I learned this word a little while ago. That's called teeming them. You cook them with the heat underneath. And what you're trying to do is evaporate any water that's in there, because I want to give them more cream and butter. So then into a ricer or into a mooley or even just a potato masher, mash them until there's no lumps. Nobody likes lumpy mash. And then what you're going to do is feed in the butter and the cream until they become very, I mean, if we were French, we'd call them pan mousseline. So they need to be really creamy, really buttery. And they'll take probably more salt and pepper than you think. So remember, like I always say,
taste,
exactly.
And then to make that, you use your creamy mash.
Creamy mash, and then you're going to really finely shredded cabbage that you can saute off in a little bit of butter. And then you just fold that mash through, and then you've got cold cannon. Champ mash, another brilliant potato dish, is the same thing, except you're going to saute off some spring onions and in butter, and then put that creamy mash in and a little bit of chopped parsley. And the last dish I'm going to tell you about is a rusty potato. So a rusty is it's basically like a fried potato cake. 500 grams of potato, grated raw, and then you put them into a tea towel and wring them out. You're trying to get rid of all that starch. And then a non-stick pan, I want you a little bit of oil in the pan, and you're going to fry that potato. When you add them in, push it down like you're making a sandcastle. You're making a potato cake, basically. And it'll just shake the pan. You'll see it'll move. It'll take 4 or 5 minutes. It'll get a wonderful golden crust. Flip it over. Use a pan to turn it over. If you want to go pancake style, give it a flick. And then I love to serve that. If I had some honey roast ham for the day before, slice that up. Grill it under the salam, under your grill, with a little bit of maple syrup and a fried egg. That's perfect brunch food.
Sounds like lunch to me.
Exactly. Delicious.
Very good. Gareth Mullins from Anantara the Marker. Thank you very much. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.